Córdoba bishop calls for blanket ban on online gambling ads. The bishop of Rio Cuarto, Adolfo Uriona, has urged provincial lawmakers to enact stricter legislation to limit online gambling and its ads. During a recent meeting with provincial lawmakers, the bishop noted that the overwhelming number of gambling ads is driving up gambling numbers without regard for the consequences on public health. Citing a recently passed ordinance in the city, the bishop told legislators to implement a blanket ban on online gambling advertising across the province. He stressed that the government cannot prioritize the profits of a few over the health of our families, and vowed to keep pushing the 2024 proposals for the community's good. The meeting was attended by provincial legislators Victoria Busso, Alejandra Ferrero, Ariel Grich, Dante Rossi, Gregorio Hernandez Maqueda, and Rodrigo Agrello, who pledged to address the matter in the legislature. In April 2024, right-wing conservative party Encuentro Vecinal Córdoba introduced two proposed laws to restrict online gambling activities in the province. With the measures, the party wanted to put a stop to the issuance of new online gambling licenses and block the development of new gambling modalities. The legislation also sought to establish an expert commission to review the possible cancellation of existing contracts under Law 10.793. At the time, the bills received support from the Pastoral Council of the Evangelical Church of Córdoba, which has been a vocal critic of the legalization of online gambling in Córdoba. The church's call to action. Since online gambling was legalized in the province in 2021, the church has put forward several proposals to limit the growth of the activity, particularly among young people. In addition to a complete ban on gambling ads, the church has introduced other measures like awareness campaigns and stricter controls like filters and biometric identification to prevent minors from accessing betting platforms. Additional measures include a ban on using social welfare account-linked payment methods for gambling and restricting gambling promotions in schools. The religious body is also advocating for stricter penalties for individuals who allow minors to gamble, and the need for support programs to help those affected by gambling addiction.